In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. When we bid farewell to our beloved men, especially we have this gospel from St. John's Gospel, chapter 5. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "Verily, verily, I say to you, he that hears my word and believes on him that sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but it passed from death unto life." And then he continued, our Lord Jesus Christ, saying, "Verily, verily, I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live." On earth, my beloved, we hear the voice of the Son of God. We hear his voice through his life, the perfect life that he lived on earth. We hear his voice through the Bible, his teachings, his miracles he performed. But moreover, we hear his voice when he said, "Come to me, O weary and heavy loaded, and I will give you rest." Also, we hear his voice when he said to the sinners, "Your sins are forgiven. Go and sin no more." My beloved, the hundreds who are sitting before me now, I beg you to hear his voice as this man heard his voice. He heard his voice clearly. And as we said yesterday, he directed himself and opened the ears of his heart and life, dedicating every single moment in his last 2 years, not only to hear the voice of God, but also to listen to him, not only to preach it, but also to live it. That is the lesson that Khalid wants to give us today. There is hope for everyone when he listens, when he leans his ears to him and hears his voice much more than the voices of the world. And be sure that the Holy Spirit in the bottom of our hearts is ready to work. The Holy Spirit is just awaiting for your sign to say, "O Holy Spirit, work in me, speak in me, behave in me, guide me in everything I do, every place I go to, and every work I touch." We bless this man who lived for God and lived with God. And now he is for the end, forever. He is in the paradise of joy now, delighting with what he was looking for at least the last 2.5 years. We bless him. And we ask him to pray for us. And also, we pray for our beloved family. Amen. Michael, the beloved triplet, the wife of Michael and everyone. We pray for them. And I assure you that God, who took your father and husband, is now strongly in your house, not only to replace him, but to cover much more, because your husband and your father was honest and faithful, and God is always honest and faithful with his servants and with everyone. On behalf of the churches of Ottawa, we extend, I can say, our condolences. We are happy for him. Really, we are happy for him. I'm not sad. I'm not disappointed. I'm comfortable that he is now in much better place. But at least on behalf of the churches, we extend our feelings to you, assuring to you that we are with you 24/7, every time. The church that he served for years gives you the right from us to do that at any time. May the Lord bless you all and give you heavenly rewards for your coming. When we conclude our service now, I beg everyone not to delay the family. We want to go direct now because our time is between 1 and 1:15 in the cemetery. So we have to hurry now. However, all of you are invited to come again to have some refreshments in the basement and to have the time to express your feelings to the family. Amen. Alleluia. Doxa Patri.
Και Άγιο Πνεύματι και νικάει και στος αιώνας των αιώνων άμην την όσε βόλε μόζε όπεν τσόης Ιησός Πεχρέστ πιέτα βάσφε πεσταυρώσε και έχουμ χένε πτατανάτ σαβεσίτεν νένε τσάλα τότι εμμόνο όναϊνάν Κύριε λέεις Κύριε ελέησον, Κύριε ευλόγησον εμείνες μου ερώες τιμε τον Ιακωνία που εμπιές μου.
Τφαντελεβούν.
Εμείνες
Please grant us your peace, establish for us your peace, forgive us our sins, for it is the power, the glory, the might, forever and ever. Amen. Make us with you, Lord, to pray thankfully. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Christ Jesus, our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.